Oh, did you ever have any of those glasses that had a great big bowl on them and then a stem that came down the bottom? What did you call those?
Well, didn't they call them cobbler?
Yeah, I think so. Cobbler or a gobbler?
It's one of them names.
Hold about a pint?
Yeah.
Great big old things. What do you call food that you eat one day and then have again the next day?
Have what?
You eat food one day and have the same thing the next day?
Danged.
Your wife cooks it one day and you eat it that night and she puts it in the refrigerator and brings it out the next day and you have the same thing?
Well, no. Would it be what they call a leftover?
Yeah.
We don't have any of them. You gotta always eat it up at that first meal.
Oh, we have them.
Yeah.
I like that, I think, better than I do the first time.
Yeah.
When a little child starts to eat, he'll put too much stuff in his mouth and just gulp it down. You say, now don't take such big bites, take just a little bite and then do what?
Oh, chew, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And after you chew, then go ahead and...
Swallow it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did I ask you about grits?
About what?
Grits.
Grits?
Yeah, hominy grits.
Yeah, I know what hominy grits is.
What are they?
Well, it's cracked corn is what it is.
Uh-huh. Is that hominy that's cracked or just corn that's cracked and then hominy made?
Well, I guess they cook them now that before they... I don't know how it used to it. Can make that hominy grit, but you can buy it now at the store.
Uh-huh.
But you have to cook it now.
Uh-huh.
It's not already cooked.
Uh-huh.
The way my wife here cooks it, well, boils it and puts some fat meat in it.
Uh-huh.
Cooks it that way.
Uh-huh. I talked to a Choctaw man over in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And he said his aunt used to make Tom Fuller.
Well, that they take just piece of log about that high and they'll holler it out up here on top about that deep.
Uh-huh.
And have a hole about that big around.
Yeah.
Then they make them take a maul made out of wood and it's got a handle on it. It's a maul down here and they beat that corn up.
Mm-hmm.
And beat it just up pretty fine and then they cook it. Mm-hmm. That's what I've seen them make it. I've helped them eat it. That's the way they make it.
Uh-huh. Tom Fuller.
Yeah, that's it.
It comes out Tom Fuller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these Indians, when they get sick, they have what they call a pashofa. Get a doctor there, one of them old... Always call them snake doctors, but they're just one of them Indians, and they'll put that Tom Fuller, they cook it, that hominy grit, and make it into pashofa. They get put meat in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they have a big dance and that, and it's sick supposed to get well or die. That's all.
Go one way or the other, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to them old pashofa.
Well, this man said that his aunt used to make something with hickory nuts. Tom Fuller and hickory nuts. He said, oh, that was good.
Yeah,
he ate so much one day, he thought he was going to die. It was good going down, but it was awful coming back.
They used to have them pashofas here when I was small, and they'd kill one another, them old Indians, them Indians would.
Huh.
Father and brother went to one up here once, right up north here one night, and the Indian up there killed two Indians.
They get drunk or something?
Yeah, they'd get drunk.
Huh.
Get crazy and mean.
Boy, I don't think I'd care for that.
No. They dance around the far. Build a foreign circle around it, maybe half a night.
Hmm. When they were drunk or sober?
Well, a lot of them would get drinking pretty heavy.
goodness. Do you have sand plums around here?
Sand what?
Sand plums.
Well, we haven't got any. We've got some wild plums here on these places, but they're not sand plums, but they've got them right over west here.
Uh-huh. The wild plums are bigger, or?
We've got the bush a little bit taller.
Uh-huh.
And they're a little bit bigger. It's a lot of sand plums over here, about 15 miles from here.
Hmm.
But I don't believe I've got any here.
What do you do with them?
Them plums?
Yeah.
We cheap preserves them, make jelly out of them, cooks them, cans them up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'd better...